Such great music. I hate to stop it, but we have a prearranged sermon here, lecture, instruction. Did I unmute the right person, Roxy? Is that you? Put your hand up.
Yes.
Okay, good. Roxy's made some interesting big discoveries, distillation or conclusion to a lot of the stuff she's been looking into the last 6 months. And so I invited her on to explain this insight, this pattern, to the degree she can. So take it away, Roxy. Let's hear what this is.
Well, we continue the walk from the darkness to the light.
Yes.
As I was doing the Louvre videos, there were, as always, some things happening in the outside kingdom.
Mm-hmm.
There was a second Louvre inaugurated, and the lost Leonardo, known as the male Mona Lisa, the Salvatore Mundi,
yeah,
reappeared and was sold and became the most expensive picture. And the particle accelerator in the Louvre in Paris was restarted, so that they are working 24 hours nonstop. And 1 month and a half after the Salvatore Mundi appeared, it was announced it's going to the Temple of Light, as Macron called the second Louvre in Abu Dhabi.
Yeah.
It's going to be the first piece in the collection of the second Louvre. And the first piece in the collection of the first Louvre, the one made by Frank the First, was the Mona Lisa.
Yeah.
So there is the darkness. And as I saw, as I predicted it, the first painting in the collection of the second Louvre is then the light, the I Am the Light painting of the Salvatore Mundi. All the other works in the second Louvre are lent by the government of France. At least that's what they say.
Lent to the second Louvre.
Abu Dhabi.
What does that
Louvre
mean? They got so many extra paintings that they can lend stuff, or
no? Like 10 years ago, there was an agreement to make this second Louvre in Abu Dhabi, but because of the big crisis in France. Everybody's afraid that everything is being sold, privatized.
So they had to stop that.
The official explanation is that the Saudis want to diversify their economy. So they want to earn money in other ways, like tourism.
Right.
And they hope that by having the Salvatore Mundi, a lot of people is going to flood the second Louvre, like they do in the first Louvre. All the millions of people that go every year to see the Mona Lisa, like the most famous painting, and then the other is the most expensive painting.
Right. And now, what? 10 years ago, the French did not want them selling stuff, but now they can. Is that what you're saying?
No. 10 years ago, people didn't know that the situation was going to be like it is now, or at least
economically.
People didn't know. Yes. And
so they accept it now because they're desperate.
No, it's like I told you, the Louvre is a nonstop work in progress.
Yeah.
That they're, in my opinion, in my not humble opinion, like arrogant opinion, like your friend said, I think the Salvatore Mundi was in a parallel world, and they brought it.
Yeah.
And this is besides of what they say. We have been finding this walk from the darkness to the light, the meme, the archetypes. And for me, it's very interesting because I was planning to go in March to London, but then many things happened and I ended up in Mexico. And in Mexico City, already since I was in the plane, I saw a lot of movies with a lot of unique subjects. And then I watch on TV some of these series like Rain.
Frank the First and his son.
No, the son of Frank and Mary of Scotland.
Right.
And
the Medici lady.
Yeah, Catherine.
Yeah,
Medici.
Yes. Okay, so you saw these archetypes. Now, what you've been talking about the archetypes
also,
for a while.
Yes.
What came up
first,
this time?
Well, that before I left, we did the video on the Père Lachaise because I start seeing that everything is about alchemy. And that we were actually, like Kion said, reenacting these archetypes of the walk of initiation. Mm. And the walk of the alchemist will start at the cemetery of Les Innocents, of the Innocents. And then they will go to the compost of the Innocents. That was another cemetery in near where we stayed.
Yeah.
Napoleon closed it and made the catacombs with all the bones.
Yes.
And yes, we learned that we were exactly in the point where the alchemists will start a walk to Santiago de Compostela. They cross all Europe to start the walk, to learn about the Hermetic tradition, to find some of the elements they needed for their laboratory experiments and exchange ideas with other alchemists. And the walk started, as I said, going to a cemetery because it is very hard without any help from the non-physical angels or spirits to understand the books of stone that are the cathedrals.
Mm-hmm.
And this goes to the Hermes tradition, one of the last posts that made in the blog, Ion and Bob. It's about the Emerald Tablets, and you see there again how they're saying we're walking in the dark and we're going to the light. So
the Key of Mystery tablet, Bart translated a part of the conversation about it. Yep.
Yeah, so without knowing, we were doing really these archetypes as we reviewed your knowledge of media ecology and we realized that really the study of media ecology is very important because it's the only way to really understand what they called the big work, in which really all of scientists, all of artists, all of humanity has been working on without knowing it. Because Ion said it's not chain reactions, but change reactions that are created. And it's like everybody was looking for the recipe, for the stone, for the elixir of life, and all these things. And Jacques Bergier says, every century, they think 10 people find it.
Yeah.
And they have to put some clues for the next people in open sight, for the next adepts.
Yeah.
And it's really interesting because Fulcanelli, who was also a scientist and met Jacques Bergier, who was developing nuclear fusion with other scientists, appeared to Jacques Bergier, Fulcanelli, and he told him, like Ion says, science is catching up with what alchemists knew. They really knew a lot of things, that science is rediscovering. But these things were kept secret between the initiated. It was really, you had to give your life to the work, to the laboratory. Like their slogan was "Ora elabora," pray and work. And they will say "Lege, lege, lege, erre lege," like read, 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 and then reread, and then
grid?
Find.
You saying
read.
Grid? Read.
Read. Read.
Read. Read. Read.
Yes, that's it. Like, then it's really interesting because the alchemists will then like pay homage to the older generations.
Mm-hmm.
And in a way, as we are reviewing, as we are repenting,
yeah,
we are also doing that. And it's been really amazing because, like, the first thing we did when we went out, we ended up in the house of Nicolas Flamel.
Yeah.
And the alchemists had some recommendations to other alchemists. And they will say, build house for the poor, build churches, like be a lover who loves, really. Like the goal is not the transmutation of lead into gold, but really the transmutation of man.
Mm.
And the other things, the other discoveries were just like collateral damage of what they were doing. And when we were in Paris, the last day, I wanted to take you somewhere else, and then we ended up again in that place, and in the mirror, there was a drawing that looked like a Jean Cocteau drawing.
Yeah.
Of this three faces character, but it's actually four because one face is hidden. And that's a big thing in alchemy. The alchemists are looking, they say, to open matter for the quint essence, for the hidden ground of everything. And it's true, as I see into the Louvre and every castle and Notre Dame, the place we visited. Really, it's all about alchemy. It's amazing. And I see that all these archetypes, all these religious stories are really about alchemy processes of how to open matter.
Right.
There's the the symbol of the key or the open book was like using the fire in different ways, like burning things, distillating things, and doing all types of chemistry operations. That was the way they will open the elements, like know what's to alterate, to transmutate things. But there is also the unknown that they were always trying to describe, but I say is the non-physical, this mystery that they didn't know what it was, because sometimes the same people will do the same things and they will not have the same results. So they saw that there was some type of ethic or moral that the real alchemist all professed. They call the stone the philosopher's stone. So the philos is the love. Mm-hmm. And the Sophia is the wisdom. So they're really into knowing, not into being rich. And like the people who had that agenda of just transmutating things into gold will never find it.
Right.
And the thing, as they explain it, is that they will discover the stone and the projection dust.
What? What did you say? The prediction?
Projection.
Dust?
Projection.
Projection.
Dust. Yes, I know all these things in French, so I don't know exactly how to call them in English.
Right.
Yes, in French it's called la poudre de projection.
Projection.
And this thing, this powder, will accelerate the natural process to make things perfect. Like they say, metals, their perfection is to become gold.
Right.
And humans, their perfection is to be healthy, to have very long lives, or some say even be eternal, and to recollect their lucidity, like Ion said, like gain access to all knowledge. And well, the way they were storing, archiving the things they were retrieving was in the cathedrals, in the decorations of the masons, and in the medieval convents, in the capital of the columns, there's a lot of information about different things. And in the Notre Dame, which is also the Black Virgin, so it's the Negredo state in the front entrance, there is like a woman sitting on the cathedral. It's like the throne. The bishop sits in the throne in the cathedral because he's like the ones who knows best everything about religion and the Bible. So that's why it's called the cathedral. And this woman sitting in the cathedral has like she's enclosed in the force field, like in a circle.
Yeah.
She has an open book and a closed book, and some stairs that like ladders. You know, like we saw already the snakes and the ladders.
Yeah.
And that's the entrance. You see the
open book,
book
opening matter, which is ascension up the ladder.
Well, the open book means there are the Bible stories that everybody will understand, know.
Yeah.
Because people could not read, they will put all these stories in the paintings and in the decorations and in the stone, so that people will learn and remember the stories of the Bible. But the closed book for the adept, an adeptus in Latin means the one who reached the goal. So the one that ascended, the one that that knows. The closed book means there is encoded information for the people in the hermetic path, so that they could look for recipes. And in Notre Dame, Fulcanelli says they wrote, actually, in plain sight, the recipe for the stone, but you have to know how to decode it. And after we went to the Louvre, the next day we went to Notre Dame, and we made the line to enter, but we didn't go into the main ship, you say, of the navel of the church.
Yeah.
We went up, and we were going up a lot of spiral stairs.
Yeah, spirals. Yeah.
It's really up. It's like you get tired going up. You have to take a pause, and they have like a souvenir stores where you wait a little and catch your breath.
Yeah.
And then you go up again. And
this is Notre Dame you're talking about.
Yes, it was the most amazing, beautiful day. It was like the perfect day to be up and see Paris from above.
Yeah.
And on top, you see there is an alchemist also watching the city with the Phrygian hat.
Yeah, the Phrygian
alchemists
hat.
Alchemists were always portrayed with their Phrygian hat. Like in the French Revolution, and all the revolutionaries were wearing that hat, and the alchemist is with the gargoyles.
Yeah.
Like this type of entities looking at the city.
Yeah.
And usually what the statues point or look at is of importance. It's not just like they're just put there for nothing. And Dion told us the Ark of the Covenant was in France 11 times.
Mm-hmm.
So many of these sculptures, like in Versailles, were like showing the place where it was kept, or some power objects or something important was located.
And the gargoyles at the top are pointing to one of these places.
Well, they're looking at something in the city, like they're really like the alchemist is really like looking at something with a lot of interest, like very concentrated, and yes, as we review these memes and archetypes, the very important one is the walk in the dark to the light. All these things have been happening in the outer kingdom, really like confirming that we are right in our interpretation, that it's not fantasy.
Yeah, let me add something here. In my book, Fatty Communion, in my section where my dialogues that I did on the radio are printed up, The opening quote is, I say to the people, we're going to move to real McLuhan knowledge. We're moving out of the dialectic between visual space and acoustic space. We're going to the kinetic versus the tactile. And so Walter Ong and a lot of the McLuhan critics stayed stuck at the dialectic between eye and ear, but they missed the one between foot and the electric light or tactility. So when Don Thiel read that, I sent him the book or something. He read that in the early 90s. Then he said he knew Bob knew, because Don had made the same point for years in the McLuhan world. So the walk, the kinetic space, gets translated into tactile everywhereness, all at onceness. That's how I interpret the walk becomes the light. The darkness is kinetic, and the light is tactile. So I just wanted to throw that in there.
Yes, from magnitude.
What did
yes,
you say?
The thing is that the recipe, the chemistry, the alchemy was not only in the laboratory. It was in all environments. It was the changes provoking men and environment and the feedback between both.
Right, that's what McLuhan says. The media alchemy, the alchemy in the outer kingdom, symbolized by the stages of collective apprehension, which are the different media environments, which summarize darkness to light. That's from the bog of speech and caveman ESP through the eye to movement, machinery, and then tactile simultaneity, which led to the evaporation of the guff. So that's the history of alchemy in there that everybody was participating in making unwittingly, these collective environments.
As I do these things, then I understand many things, many hints Ion gave me before.
Yeah.
Like he was talking a lot about Heinrich Cornelius Agrippa von Nettenheim, as he said, is my
Agrippa
ancestor. And Köln, and Saint-Martin, and the Martinist, and this and that. The thing with technologies is that many things were inspired or revealed by angels or spirits or dreams or brought from other parallel worlds. This is how many discoveries, many scientists and artists were inspired to do their work. And a lot of these people recognized that there was something else, that it was not like you. Like Jean Cocteau says in many, many ways, that the work of art is already done.
Okay, listen
the
to this. Okay, what are you referring to? The work is already done and the artist is what?
It's just like following the orders from this mystery thing that inspires you, that gives you the instructions.
Yeah, you're talking about in general or me, Bob?
In general.
Yeah. Okay, so here are some comments. Kim points out, Kim in San Diego, President Macron is celebrating his 40th birthday this weekend at the Chambord Castle. Boy, that's fucking amazing. Did you know that?
Well, because everybody, it doesn't matter what type of government they go, they are initiated and they know about this tradition, this
right,
big work that is going on. And when Mitterrand won, he went to the Pantheon, that's where the most important people in France,
right,
politicians, artists, scientists, whatever, are buried. And because he went to visit the spirit for inspiration, So he did his walk.
Yes.
He encountered the Negredo.
Yeah, let me just say this. So the French have these rituals, maybe even Masonic points they acknowledge. Do the Americans do, what do the Americans do? They swear on the Bible, so that's their dedication to visual space. They got fireworks. I'm just trying to think of what the president does. And they have balls, and they're a kinetic culture, so they have dances. But, you know, all the presidents of France do this walk, this ritual, which is pretty bizarre. But, you know, you're giving the background to it.
Yes, and Macron did it in front of the Pyramid of the Louvre. You know, as we were talking about the walk to Santiago de Compostela, he proved it
yes.
to us
yeah.
that they do it. And
well, when I mentioned this,
yeah,
Macron is staying at the Castle Chambord. Carolyn gasped. You're quite shocked at this, eh, Carolyn? You're impressed with that point? I mean, he went to this old, you know, this old, dark, cold castle.
It's a long way to go for a barbecue.
Yeah, well, they say the actual party is in the castle.
And there's nothing in the castle. They'd have to decorate the whole thing. It's pretty empty.
Geez, we got to find out if other people, if every president did that, went to Chambord, because it was only lately fixed up after we were there.
Well, what all the kings of France, they had, like, very Egyptian type of rituals that they all had to
yeah.
do. Like, they had their necropolis in the Cathedral of Saint-Denis, and they were coronated there and buried there, but their heart was mummified and they could choose where it was put.
Mm.
And
the word?
Yeah, the whole coronation and burials of the kings are very Egyptian. Ion said they were Syrophoenicians.
Syrophoenician, yeah. But who wore the leftover heart, the new leader?
No, the king would say, I want, for example, this religious order to have my heart, or I want it to be in this church, or...
Oh, they put it somewhere.
Put it somewhere. But they,
yeah,
their heart
display.
Was mummified.
Okay, well, Susanna asked, Roxy, why is Abu Dhabi the light?
Because these places are temples.
Yeah.
The temple is the place where the adept contemplates. Contemplación. That's the place where you could gain access to these other entities or get the inspiration. Like the Louvre is a temple, Chambord is a temple, and they were actually trying to make the New Jerusalem. And who made these plans and why they choose the different places is not just like by accident. Like the castles and the cathedrals have different alignments, and some are in the ley lines, but like Chambord, Versailles, and the Cathedral of Saint-Denis, where the kings were coronated, they create a triangle.
Mm.
And these alignments are very important. Like there is an alignment of churches dedicated to Saint Michael, and in many different countries, from England to Italy, and this called the Sword of St. Michael. All these churches aligned in one line. And right. One of the things all kings have to do was to go to the Mount St. Michael.
Which is in Normandy?
Yes, at the end of all the castles of La Loire.
Right.
In the sea.
On the river.
In the place La Loire goes to the sea. And the only king that didn't went to the Mount Saint-Michel was the one that got decapitated.
Oh, really? Who was that?
Yes.
Louis the 16th?
Yes.
Yeah, he was Louis XVI. Marie Antoinette's buddy.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, because he was into science and he thought it was just superstition.
Yes, he was into the book. The book, the printing press got him.
And they were actually really nice people, Marie Antoinette and Louis, the king.
Yes, I also talked a lot about Marie Antoinette. I think Marie Antoinette didn't die. Her maid got guillotined. She didn't. She's still around. But let's go back to, Abu Dhabi represents the light, and they get this painting.
Yes, because it's
about the light from Leonardo da Vinci. Right?
Yes. In the discourse of inauguration, in the 1111,
right.
Macron said, compared the building many times to a temple, to a sacred place, and he will say, this is a temple of light and beauty will save the world. And this
right,
is the cross path.
Did Francis I talk like that when he started the Louvre, talk about the light and beauty?
Well, at the time he was the king, he had his project and he will not explain it to the people in general.
Now it has to be explained.
But it is very clear because, like we saw also in the Louvre, in his official painting by Jean Clouet, he has the thing on your bottle. And the background is red, like blood.
Like blood,
He's wearing, in most of his official paintings, he's wearing the alchemical colors. The black is the darkness, the white is the light, and the red is the blood. And the gold is the other state, the citrinitas. It's like the light, the final golden light. And
Abu Dhabi, see, Carolyn, there may be something connected to the roots of Sufism, which is what Gurdjieff was an expert in, and the elite of France are connecting to the Arab world because they're acknowledging the Middle Eastern roots of the Sufi or
I will say the light because it's like Ion is already there, like the final expansion. And the chemistries that really lead to the transmutation are there. So it's
the what?
Like
the what to the transmutation?
The chemistry. The RNA drops is there. So they recognize, okay, we reached the point, like the light of the ascension. And if you see, Jesus is represented in many paintings. I had to make a video to show it. He's pointing up, and on the other hand, he has a book. Sometimes the book is open. Like I've seen some representations in the book, it says, Ego sum lux mundi, like I am the light of the world.
Mm.
And Leonardo in the School of Athens, where the Neoplatonic pay homage to the older generations from Pythagoras and all the Greek philosophers, because they recognize it's a work in progress by all, everybody's working without knowing. Leonardo and Frank I are in the middle of the School of Athens, and Leonardo has the posture of Jesus, like pointing up, and he has a book. And Frank I is pointing down, and he has another book. Mm. And the Stoa, first it was the school of Pythagoras, then Plato, then the Stoics. And the Stoics divided the philosophy into three categories.
Yeah.
Like one was God, nature, and men. So God was called the Logos, and the Logos Spermaticus that Marshall McLuhan talks about was the seed, the divine seed in everything, and man has power, knows how to use the Logos to create. So that was the Logos, the logic was the study of God. The physic was a study of nature, and it was physics and chemistry together. And the ethics was the study of man, like how you had to be a real lover who loves, like a real philosopher. Mm. And
okay, well, maybe it's time to say this. You wrote to me, I understand why Ion mentioned Koln and Agrippa many times. Is Koln, K-O-L-L-N, that's a place?
Yeah, Cologne. Because
Cologne,
the main cathedral is dedicated to the three wise kings.
Mm.
And Agrippa was born in Cologne. And then
in Cologne?
Agrippa went to Lyon. And there he met, because the main printers were Germans. And there was a very important printer printing everybody in Lyon.
Yeah.
That was the center of the printing press. And he met Rabelais and Nostradamus, and Frank I had a lot of contact with printers in Paris and in Lyon. And Rabelais and Nostradamus were very close friends of Margarita de Navarra, the sister of Frank I. And Ion said, Agrippa was the doctor of the mother of Frank I and Margarita de Navarra, but Margarita de Navarra wanted him to be like her lover, and he left the court. Mm. That's what Ion told.
Agrippa left the court.
Yeah, and he went to the Habsburgs. Charles V. But Agrippa was like, at the time, the people who knew the most about grimoires and alchemy and all these occult things. And in Lyon, he created a secret society called AGLA. And their logo was a triangle and a cross, and that forms a four that grows from a heart, and the heart is the Kabbalah. But the fire in the heart is also something in this representation of alchemy in Notre Dame. The fire is very important because it was the energy used to open matter.
Mm.
And like the transmutation of
You know, that would be in the media ecology thing. That's the electric environment, you know, melts, opens up the solid visual space that the West created, that billiard ball. And that was like a rayi. And the fire, which McLuhan said was Joyce's symbol for electricity, burnt away the solid matter, opened it up. That's how I take the fire in relation to the physics. The physics.
Yes, and
this is out.
The church knew about all these secret societies and hermetic teachings, and they took all these archetypes and used them for the Christian religion. And France was the first Christian country. Clovis, the king, became Christian, and with the help of Saint Martin, they taught the different pagan tribes in what we call France the Christian religion. But there was always people still practicing the pagan rituals, the sacrifices, and there was the ritual of the Carnival, the meat for Baal.
Yeah, Carnival.
Where people were sacrificed, and they taught the people, the pagans, you don't have to do the sacrifices because Jesus sacrificed for all of humanity and we are now saved. And someday you'll get your traps. And you will also transmutate your blood. But these things...
Let me say this. The cathedral in Lyon, is it? Agrippa's Cathedral?
The cathedral
is dedicated
Cologne.
To the three wise kings.
Yeah. Also the cathedral in Mexico City.
Yeah, but you have here the cathedral. What is the cathedral, talking about Agrippa, that is dedicated to the three wise kings? And Agrippa was born there and founded the Angelic Society.
Yeah, it's a huge cathedral, very famous, the Cathedral of Cologne.
In Lyon. Oh, in Cologne. In Cologne. Yeah, and then
the three
symbols.
Kings are the three colors of alchemy. So the joy.
Right.
Is black, then there is an old one is white, and there is a third one that has red hair. So these are the stages of the transmutation of matter, and the kings walk in the darkness following the light to find Jesus, that is the rose that grows in the coldest, darkest night, like in the period of most distress. There was like this prophecy that in the, like what the Indians call the Kali Yuga, in the worst of the worst, lowest,